someone's gonna fall. Just near the pond where the beautiful dancing tightrope ballerina forgets the safety net isn't there at all. Down he swoops with claws drawn to take her. Razor sharp, so savage is she mauled.
Radio show Transatlantic Express. also on CJSF 90.1 FM in Bernardine, British Columbia.
There's a girl I remember, oh, for such a long, long time. This girl I remember, she was an old flame of mine. Beneath the stars, just sipping wine. Young lovers then in the summertime. I'll always remember that old flame of mine.
my sweet Marie. You mean a lot to me. In my memory, oh, I hold you dearly. Once in all my dreams, my plans, hopes, and future schemes, there was sweet Marie. But my home is where my
yeah, a little bit of Thin Lizzy. Just about wrapping the show up today. Hope we've enjoyed it. We do this every Friday, 12 till 2, on the houseofprog.com, which we are on right now, live. And then we are rebroadcast on the CGSF, Simon Fraser University Radio, 90.1 FM around the Lower Mainland in Vancouver, on 10 o'clock on Tuesdays. And so you've been listening to Thin Lizzy's re-release, for the most part, of Johnny the Fox, which came out on October the 16th, 1976. You heard the Boogie Woogie Dance, and so there's a couple of tracks taken from that 1976 compilation CD, remixed Sweet Marie, Massacre, Old Flame. Then you heard Johnny the Fox Meets Jimmy the Weed, Fool's Gold from the BBC session, recording on the 11th of October 1976. Borderline, Don't Believe a Word from this MBBC session, Rocky, and then starting it off, Johnny from the BBC session on that date. So, yeah, I hope you've enjoyed the show. Like I say, at the top of the show, I was not supposed to be back until the 20th, but due to an unfortunate cycling accident on the very first day of my holiday in Scotland, I had to come back. So I spent a week in my hometown of Wigan and then was able to catch sort out some flights to get from Manchester to Keflavik and then Keflavik back to Vancouver. Quite painful. What can I say? I'm on crutches now, which obviously you can't see when you're on the radio. But hopefully make a full recovery and maybe back on my bike, hopefully before Christmas. That would be nice. So, yeah, it's gonna take a while. It's going to take a while. And I'm in the process of recovery, shall we say. So it's going to be patient with myself and get help when I need it and all that kind of thing. So, anyway. Enough of that. Let's get back on with one more song from the Thin Lizzy 1976 Disc 4. And this is an alternate version number 2 of Rocky, which we already played the more accepted version. Thanks for listening. If you have any comments, please get a hold of me on Facebook. I am I Gregson on Facebook. You can get me on YouTube, Ian in Vancouver, and all those other places. Just look at my name, Ian Gregson. That's me. And so have a great week, and we'll see you next time. And I'm going to leave in the hands of Thin Lizzy and an alternate version of Rocky right here on the House of Prog and on CGSF.
Rocky, rocky, the rocker.
to DJ Ian on the houseofprog.com and his radio show Transatlantic Express. Tune in every Friday, 12 noon, Pacific, 8 p.m. UK. And if you're in Vancouver, you can check out the show on CJSF 90.1 FM every Tuesday, 10 p.m. Until then, have a great week, and we'll see you next time.
You're listening to CJSF at 90.1 FM in Burnaby.
This is Bird Note.
What does an owl sound like? For a long time, author and illustrator Becca Rowland thought the answer was simple.
As a kid, an owl made one sound. Like, a cow says moo and an owl says hoo, and, like, that was it. But very few owls actually make that noise. They have such a wide variety of sounds. They sound like a horse.
Like the eastern screech owl.
Or they sound like a kazoo.
That's the long-eared owl.
Or the barn owl, like someone absolutely screaming because they're being murdered. Like, it's a terrible noise.
These owls are among dozens of entries in Becca's new book, Bird Talk: Hilariously Accurate Ways to Identify Birds by the Sounds They Make.
If it sounds like a kettle whistling, it's a snowy owl. If it sounds like someone learning to play a recorder, it's a northern saw-whet owl. In your head, you think, I know what an owl sounds like, and then you learn that you don't. I love learning things that I thought I knew that were wrong.
Learn more about Becca's book, Bird Talk, at our website, birdnote.org. I'm Ariana Rimmel. Support for Bird Note is provided by Jim and Birta Fulkener from Seattle, Washington, and generous listeners around the world.
Every Friday from 1 to 2 p.m., tune in to Department Uno to hear the latest and greatest from the CJSF playlist, featuring all new music from local, Canadian, and international artists. Fresh releases from the music department every week on Department Uno, only on CJSF 90.1 FM.